What it do on Deckers, man? Another action-packed episode around the corner. But first things first, our sponsor for the show, Beard Organics. All natural beard oil formula from the earth. It's beard all sauce. Natural. You hear me? Two flavors, coconut lime and sweet almond. It'll get your beard right where you need it. They have a special offer for our listeners. Lou gonna tell you about.
Yep, if you put in On Deck, you're gonna get 10% off at beardorganics.com. They're gonna take care of you because you are a listener. We all people, we looked out for y'all. Y'all looking out for us, and Beard Organics looking out for everybody, keeping them beards crispy.
Yes, sir, man. One more time, promo code On Deck, 10% off your first order. Don't meet me there, beat me there. You hear me? Support the real.
Chill.
What the business is.
Another week in the books for the On Deck TV podcast, creeping up on 200 episodes. We've been 10 toes down in this game.
Absolutely, man. Creeping around the corner. We old out here in these podcast streets.
Man, creeping up on 200. Put that up to the other episode counts.
Absolutely, man. Holler at your boy Animal Brown. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and the Snap. Animal underscore Brown.
No one wants your Snap, bro.
Shit.
I am Spike Ludo, and I'm that on Snap. I'm that on Twitter, and I'm that on Instagram, and there's no need for underscores. We're going to keep it moving. Just
real
I
niggas
am
got
Spike
underscores.
Ludo. No, real niggas couldn't get their real names. That's what we doing, man. It's the On Deck TV podcast, man. As you know, we come to bring you the latest in hip-hop every week. From our perspective as fans.
Absolutely. What you have on deck for the weekend?
I was chillaxing, man. Got to take a lot in as far as TV. I watched Billions. It was a pretty dope episode. I need to speed up just a little, though. At Billions is fire. Don't do that. What you have on? Some nerd shit?
Absolutely.
I knew it.
Caught me in the theater.
Did you go see Wolverine 8?
I was in Logan.
Wolverine 9?
With my Wolverine pajamas on.
You had a onesie, didn't you?
With my fake claws on.
Had the onesie.
With my cigar. Oh my and God. That shit was as advertised. It was crack.
You said that shit was ass?
No, as advertised. 100% crack. Rated R Wolverine was just what I needed to be. I've been waiting on this my whole life. If you saw it, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Your
it went
life.
All the way up.
That's crazy.
Did you watch? You didn't see it?
No, I ain't see it. But I ain't gonna. I'm an X-Man.
You was watching Billions.
I did. I'm an X-Men fan, so I'm gonna go check that out eventually.
This is hands down the best X-Men movie
it's
ever.
It's definitely not a first weekend go see her. That's what it's not.
Shit.
So I'm gonna wait. I may check that out like me on the Fire Stick.
No, nah, don't cheat it like that.
Don't do
it's
it like that.
It's crack. Real it's crack. Shit, though. Okay. All jokes aside, it's the best X-Men movie ever.
It's the best X-Men movie ever.
It's not even close.
I don't believe it.
Grown-up X-Men shit.
You slick.
This is like when Batman went grown-up with Dark Knight.
With the Joker, the one with the Joker in there.
And left all the bullshit, by all the kitty, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
Heath
Ledger,
right?
Bullshit.
The Heath Ledger, right?
Yes, it's grown-up like that. Super dark.
That's pretty stiff.
Rated R. I'm just saying, it's crack. I also watched Get Out again. Mm. It was even better the second time. That shit crazy.
You just went again?
I went again. The missus needed to see it. I had to put up on game, make sure she was woke.
What'd she think?
She loved it.
She liked it too.
Have you
met anyone that didn't like that movie?
Yes.
Were they white?
Yes. One dude said he didn't know whether to be offended or entertained.
What's to be?
And then I've met a girl that really didn't like it that much, though. A black girl that was just like, oh, it's cool.
What'd she say?
She was just like, her vantage point was that she grew up on military bases and stuff, so she didn't experience racism, so a lot of that shit didn't connect with her like that.
She didn't experience racism.
Not until she got super old.
God, it must be nice.
I agree. Jeez. So it didn't resonate with her like that. She was like, it was cool.
I'd love to not have experienced racism, but we're not going to get into that. What we will get into is NFL free agency. My Cowboys are looking for defense.
Y'all looking for everything.
No, just defense. We got a quarterback. We got the best running back in the league. We got top three wide receiver. Let's do work. And at FSP, Full Sport Press, J. Hove, Coach Lock, Kyle Weezy on the boards.
Yeah.
They going over NFL free agency.
Absolutely,
and
man.
And I hope I ain't listened yet, but they need to address my Cowboys very thoroughly.
Pause. Thankfully, I don't believe they even spoke on the Cowboys. I listened to the whole episode.
That's a fucking disgrace.
Nah, that actually made the episode flow much better than if they did stop and talk about them.
Rated team in America, dog. Look at the ratings. Niggas want to hear about the Cowboys.
Also,
we saved the NFL this year.
If you're a sports fan, check out FSP, man. That's every Monday they taking care of you.
Yep.
Also, Ladies Room, they are back. Rizzo and Marie, shout out them. Their latest episode is up. Hoes be winning.
They had a very interesting post behind that.
I saw that.
That was fun.
Follow them on IG. Keep up with all their episodes. Just subscribe on iTunes and find them wherever you find your other podcasts.
Full Sport Press on Instagram and Twitter, too. So
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Fresh for Dummies podcast, me and Jay Hove. We got a new one coming sometime, man. I don't know. I don't know. Just
whenever.
2018. Mm. I'm not really sure. But it's a new one coming soon, though. And it's going to be dope, too. We already got the shit mapped out. I'm telling you, y'all going to fuck with it heavy whenever we record it.
Okay.
All right. Nice. Big Dog episode coming up. We're talking groups.
All right.
Top five group albums. Very simple.
Yeah, man.
We haven't talked about this in our 200 episodes yet, dude. It's crazy.
Really?
So it's overdue, man, with this Fat Joe and Remy and with all this shit going on.
That's a group?
We're going to call it a group.
Oh.
What's their group name?
Fat Ma.
But speaking of Remy Ma, let's get to the topics like we always do. Speaking of Remy Ma.
Quick hits.
She dropped a second diss song.
Oh, Remy.
Precisely 4 days after the Sheether. Wonder who she got that from. I waited 4 days. Where y'all at? What was it called? It was called Another One. Shout out to DJ Khaled. Mm. Lukewarm response on the internet.
Nah, it was worse than lukewarm. Don't do that. Don't even give her that. They was dogging her.
Mediocre.
I think it was a hashtag that was trending like Remy don't do it. Some shit like that.
Or what was that, trash Remy or something?
Yeah, something was trending about her.
She also dropped a photo. Of a throwback photo of Nicki in a very compromising position with questionable clothes on. I guess that was like lingerie with some heels.
She had a thong on and some little cheap heels.
Yeah, like it looked real cheesy. She dropped that in to coincide with the song. I do have a question, though. All
right.
Did she let Nicki off the hook by releasing a subpar song?
Tough. Let me tell you what she did. Like, you dropped a picture with the sheet. That's a Sheether picture. It's not a 4 days later where y'all at picture. That's a Sheether picture. Go ahead and drop that. And then you just let that shit flow. Like, go on and do your Remy thing. Because what you said, it's a funeral. She dead. You're not speaking on her. You ain't got nothing to do with this. But you dropping another song 4 days later. You're not Drake.
Yeah, stop.
You're not. In fact, Joe should have been able to tell her. Someone who was fucking with her should have been able to tell her. And I'm going to tell you who it was.
Who that?
Papoose. That's what I'm saying. He was the nigga that probably, he ain't got this limelight. He ain't been in this spotlight before. People know he wrote Slick half-ass song. He like, drop 4 days later. Pull the Drake joint. Take that from up under. He was the nigga that like rushing the trigger. And I feel like she listened to him, listening to Papoose. Papoose jackballed this.
And for
you're
the record,
welcome, Papoose.
Papoose is her manager.
Is this?
Right. Papoose is not only her husband, but her manager.
See, here we go. Fat Joe said he didn't know nothing about this, too.
He did. He claimed he had no idea that this was coming. But I will say this. Did she let Nicki off the hook? Absolutely. Because she jumped the gun, dude. You playing with house money by going over a classic diss song. We let you live by jacking a classic diss song once. You can't do it twice and try to do the back-to-back cadence and slick steal the hook. You can't do it twice, dude.
You know what this is?
You stepping on your own feet.
This a nigga like Lance Stevenson in a 7-game series putting up a triple-double. Then you start blowing in LeBron ear.
Right.
You was doing good, but then you want to jack ball and start blowing in a nigga ear. And this nigga going to put up 60 on you, and y'all going to lose the series. Somebody should have pulled her to the side and be like, look, Lance, relax. Relax, Lance, for a little second.
Yeah.
Let this marinate. Let it cook. Let the beef sit in the crock pot. And just let it stew. That's what it is. Like, you don't need 2 songs in 4 days and no female rap beef. People not checking for female rap like that.
Nah.
Call me whatever you want to. I don't care. But I'm telling you the truth. Niggas are not checking for that. Neither are females. They don't want to hear 2 females going back and forth every 4 days.
Yeah, lightning not striking twice.
It's not, man. She should have took that and rode that horse, man. She should have got up out of the dog. Like, Remy was eating. She was on every talk show, motherfucker. Well, I ain't gonna say every.
Right.
But people was fucking with her. Yeah, people was fucking with her.
Yeah.
She had a cooler story. Now she could have, like, got behind it and got her own thing going. Show her own little character. Show her own little different thing from the Barbs. Been there for the real chicks or whatever she wanted to do, but she just didn't do it.
This is a what have you done for me lately culture.
Now Nikki ain't got to say nothing.
So now we done forgot about the Sheetha and everything. Now we only talking about the last mediocre shit that she just put out.
Now you Remy Ma again.
Now you back, now you back to just Remy Ma.
Yeah.
You was the slick, the queen of rap for about 3 days.
You was the Remy Ma that bodied Nikki. Now you just Remy Ma again.
I wonder what that picture, shout out to my man Derb, he posed an excellent question.
What's that?
Was that a scorned ex-boyfriend picture, or was that a low-budget photo shoot picture?
Nah, somebody shot that of her. Well, yeah, nah.
I mean, obviously somebody shot it of her.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't for like, no, it wasn't no,
was that
hey,
for Safari? Or was that like a little photo shoot
probably,
I'm trying to get on?
He probably took that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that was like a nigga being like, let me take some pictures of you, and she thought that that was classy.
Okay.
It was in like a rundown ass room.
Like a little back
mattress
page.
Was on the floor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't even no box spring.
The trap house, wasn't it?
Yeah, she that was a shuck. That wasn't supposed to get out there ever. Those weren't public pictures. So I'll say that.
Now, Remy says she has a video.
I
want to see the video. I'm not going to lie. I want to see the video.
You want to see a video of that Nicki Minaj getting fucked?
No, I just want to see a video. Whatever
that
it is.
That Nicki Minaj is the video. You're not going to see new Nicki, though.
We don't know that.
I do know that. Where the video going to come from? Who got it? Meek?
We don't know.
Dude, nobody's
Meek talking
dropping.
About her ass deflating and shit. He might have dropped the video off.
She's talking about suing Remy Ma for what she said in the... Well, actually, for using
whack.
Her voice.
That's
she's
whack.
Talking about suing her for using her voice for the $10 million. Because she used her voice, which is not hip-hop at all. And she's not responding.
That's
so you
whack.
Think that, like, nah, like...
So Nikki comes out of this clean, now is what you're saying.
I ain't saying she come out of it clean, but she ain't got to say nothing. She walk away like a notch.
Wounded, but not.
Yeah, wounded, but she ain't dead. Like Remy Ma right back to
it's
where she was.
Wound.
Remy Ma could have capitalized further off of this, but she already like, she was like playing chess and went for the like king me, crown me, checkmate thing, and it wasn't there yet.
See,
it was still a couple more moves to be made.
I agree, and now that I think about it, Fat Joe probably didn't know this was coming, but because if he did, he probably would have put up on it. Remember just the other week, I told the story of Fat Joe on Breakfast Club. The reason he didn't put the album out was so they didn't step on their own momentum from the single. The reason Remy should have chilled out is so she didn't step on her own momentum from the damn Sheetha, dude. She done cut that off.
She wouldn't have listened.
I don't think so.
I think Papoose was in her ear. He was like, "Dog,
right.
You got to drop this. This is what we need right now. This gonna fuck like you've seen Papoose.
Yeah, I have.
Like I ain't even shitting on him or nothing. He just got that type of
know-it-all
personality. Nah, like I feel like he the type of nigga that got the personality that's gonna say, hey, you got to go ahead and crush her, drop another one, steal the Drake back to back for she try to do it. Like, and that wasn't the move.
Nah, I
wasn't. You making the wrong move, my nigga. You not playing the right game.
Yeah, nah, it's too deep for them." They tried to Drake it, and they played it. You dropped the weak song first.
It wasn't the Drake
move. If you've got two songs, and one is fire and one is mediocre, you drop the mediocre song first, and then you drop the heat 4 days later. If you didn't learn nothing from Drake.
That's true.
Like, that's the play now. You got the blueprint right in front of you, dude. Yeah. What the fuck?
That's a good comment. Like, you, that's
like
that,
come on.
If you going to drop two songs, you should have dropped the other one first. And, like, if you had dropped
come
that
on.
Other one, and people have been like, oh, she reaching. I ain't fucking with it. I'm fucking with Nikki. And then you came out with that Sheetha, and you was like, oh, goddamn.
That's what
that would have been it.
You dropped the first one to go like, okay,
yeah.
That's a warm-up. That's a okay.
That's cool. That's
because
that's
you're not
point.
Comparing it to anything else.
That's a good point.
Man, she jacked it real quick, though.
That sheet out. Yeah, go ahead.
Before we move on, what is Foxy Brown doing jumping into the diss?
No one heard about that.
What is she doing?
Ba-doom-ting?
Ah, man, you ain't shit.
I was hoping no one heard about that. Give me your comments, dude.
You ain't shit.
How did Foxy Brown hit his song?
Oh, my God. Two of them already?
Tough.
Wow.
And she was in labor, dude. You ain't got nothing better to do.
She just delivered her first child. Dude, that's crazy.
She was in labor recording it, dude. Shout out to the engineer.
Yeah, he's savage.
So he out of this whole story, he's the beast mode guy. I didn't even listen to it. I ain't gonna lie.
It's not out. It's only a snippet that's out.
It's never gonna. Why would it come out?
I don't know. Foxy Brown might need this little wave right here.
She need this collateral damage that she's a part of. That's all she need. Hope she can get a little check from that $10 million that Nikki's suing for.
And it's predictable. She jumped on the takeover. Like, stop, man.
Jay should stop, dude. Jay should have called and stopped that.
No. Like, nope. No, she should have. Whoever, who's the dad of the kid? That nigga should have stopped that shit, dude. Like, nah, let's chill out. Let's do this labor thing.
That nigga probably ain't never heard of takeover.
Dude, we going to jump over the takeover beat? Like, that. Now it's getting predictable. You gonna jack Ether back to back and take over them, the three fucking diss songs? Nah, bro.
So is it gonna be predictable for Nicki to come out with the hit 'em up still?
You see, that's whack now.
It's whack now.
That's whack now. If she had that in a can,
can't do the hit 'em up.
Delete it. Mm. Delete it off the MacBook.
I don't know. They ruined that for her because I still think that might be a cool move. Nah, but she can't just do the hit 'em up now. Maybe she can do a hit 'em up snippet.
No.
Just like the talking at the beginning.
I don't want to hear it, man.
You don't want to hear none of the hit 'em up.
No, I don't want it. No.
That's it.
Original shit. Moving on. Let's take it to Chicago.
Okay.
Chance the Rapper, man, continuing his winning streak, fresh off the Grammy win.
I see you, Chance.
He has now donated $1 million to Chicago Public Schools.
Mm-hmm.
He held a press conference talking about some of the struggles that he's having collaborating with government officials in Chicago. So he's taking it in his own hands, donating $1 million. Then he's also got $10,000 that he's donating to other schools per. I forgot what the stipulations were, but I think it's per show appearance or per something.
Yep.
He came up with $1 million from ticket sales from his tour and help from other promoters and entities.
Apple.
So my question to you, is he officially the leader of the new school? Does this put him in front?
I don't know if everybody listens to Chance.
Do they have to, though? Because he getting points in my book, and I don't even like his shit.
I fuck with him. I'm speaking from a perspective of somebody who likes him.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily listen to everything that he drops, but I also feel like he'll never surpass a Drake. Or
never?
Nah. Because he's talented, but he ain't mainstream talented like Drake is.
Not yet.
He ain't bad and bougie talented like Migos. You feel what I'm saying?
So now, like, he'll never surpass Migos?
I ain't saying that, but unless he go, like, and I hope to God that he don't do this in the Chicago thing, but unless he go Kanye, that's the only way that he'll surpass people like that to me. Because Chance is a humble dude.
Yeah.
And that's dope. That's cool. And that'll get you to J. Cole. You know what I'm saying?
Or Kendrick.
Where Kendrick at? And that's my boy.
He walking around with Reeboks on.
It's my boy. He ain't where Migos at.
Not today. Let's not play prisoner of the moment.
What do you
Migos
mean?
Migos are hot today.
Okay.
Kendrick is in between projects. He even hinted that he got something dropping real soon.
That's a
so
fact.
That niggas have Kendrick a cooling
hot. Okay.
Period.
Kendrick is going to be hot, period.
Exactly.
Let's say that. Whenever he drop, he going to be hot.
I agree. All
right, let's.
Unless
put
it's
Drake
that bullshit
the,
to Pimp a Butterfly.
Stop that. That's a classic album. Let's put Drake on the table.
He's always hot.
Exactly. Chance will never be that. Therefore, Drake will always be the leader of the new school. And that's why Drake is in London, still in A-Sound. That's why Drake is still in random nigga Florida sounds.
Right.
That we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Because he got to continue to find ways to separate himself from a nigga like Chance, from the Migos,
right,
from Kendrick. And they not gonna do that. They gonna stay true to themselves. So Drake, I feel like, is forever gonna be the leader of the new school, cause he more cutthroat than all of them. Drake don't
fact.
Care.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck.
Like, Drake don't care. I just gotta keep pumping these records out, my nigga. I just gotta be Michael Jackson of my generation. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm dedicated to. So he'll forever be the leader of the new school, in my opinion. But Chance, Kendrick, all of them people, they gonna do a lot of things and make a lot of noise. It's gonna be like a Nas, Jay-Z situation.
I like what Chance is doing outside of the booth. And then I also like during the press conference that
you don't even
he,
listen to Chance, though.
That's why I said outside of the booth.
I just want people to know that you don't listen to Chance.
I know. I will let them know for you. Mm. I don't listen to Chance. I tried Coloring Book.
You
did nothing that? For me. I did Acid Rap. Did nothing for me. But I like what he's doing outside. During the press conference, I thought the most important thing that he stated was that he was taking to challenge other people that when he call on you for this movement that I am clearly in front of, answer my call. He didn't call out names. He didn't go into specifics.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't come out. And because of that, he didn't come off as sour or come off as a hater. He just came off as a real nigga trying to help out these kids and this city that he from. And that is what I respected times 10,000 more times in a song or a verse that he ever gonna do. So I'm Team Chance for sure. You can cancel me fucking with his music, but if he come out with a hat or something that go toward proceeds, I'll cop that shit.
Do you think those were warning shots? Do you think that he wanted to name somebody right there, but wanted to take the high road as well to not put the spotlight of the press conference on it? Do you think he reached out to people already?
Yeah.
And didn't get a response?
He said that.
Do you think that happened?
He said it.
Okay.
He said, I reached out. Some people didn't hit me back. Uh-huh. That's cool. Uh-huh. I'm stepping out to the forefront and doing this.
Schools.
Yeah.
Who you think we're talking about here?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
No clue.
Kick your Yeezys off, my nigga.
Who? I don't know.
You know who he talking about.
He called Adidas?
They called Kanye. Kanye West. And didn't get a response. A nigga walking around with blonde hair and them combat boots.
Kanye doesn't have a phone. So I don't know who the fuck, what he thought he was going to get accomplished.
Boots like that got to have a phone.
You got to shut Kanye.
You can get arrested at any moment with those boots on, dude.
You got to shut Kanye into thinking you got like a new song or a new style.
That's, so, okay, that's what I'm
saying. And get him in the studio
though.
And it really
Why
be a
I gotta
school.
Why I got to shuck you? I'm Chance, though.
He busy.
Get the fuck out of here. Doing what?
He way busier than Chance.
Yeah, he may be. He ain't too busy to give a nigga, well, I ain't even going to say give a nigga, but even contribute to the cause.
No, that's
I feel
fair.
Like, I feel like the Chance may have reached out a lot of times, and I'm just speculating here.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that this happened. I'm just saying I feel like if he went to the extent of mentioning this in the press conference, that he wanted it to be known, like, I ain't going to say nothing now, but if I reach out again after I engage this million and niggas don't respond, I'm naming names. I'm just going to do that. That's what I'm going to do. So be prepared for it. So answer my call next time or prepare to get aired out. And I respect Chance a lot for that, too.
Shout out my boy Ye, man. We'll be back with some music soon.
Donate some money, nigga. I'm just fucking around. I don't know what he doing. I don't know what Ye doing. He may donate money. I'm not sure. Pure speculation.
All right, man. Now we back on our tour talk. Last year, Bad Boy had a reunion tour. 20 years of Bad Boy. We getting to that point where the people we listen to in the 90s, early 2000s are coming up on their 15, 20-year anniversaries, and they doing tours. Next up is Rough Riders, April 21st in Brooklyn. I got to give a shout-out. Shout-out my guy J2Live on Instagram because he sent this to me in the DM. It was like, bruh, have you seen this? And I said, God damn it, not until right now, but thank you. And I went straight to Ticketmaster and caught me two tickets because I will be in that bitch. Brooklyn, Barclays, April 21st. Mm. My question is, though, if you were to see a reunion tour,
yep,
or some kind of throwback tour, whatever, however you want to put it together, what would you prefer to see? What do you got to see if it's one night only?
If it's one night only, I got a couple that I want to put together. See, mine would be like
these
groups.
These would be Soul Slaw.
No, it would be dope. Because it'd be groups that you ain't really heard together, like Outkast. Throw the Ghetto Boys together. You throw A-Bot and MJG together and do a tour.
You're not going to a Ghetto Boys show.
If they opening up for
for A-Bot and MJG.
Tough. If
and
they
Outkast?
Open up for A-Bot and MJG and Outkast, yeah, I'm going. I get there slightly early to catch them opening up for them. I'm just throwing them on the bill as a Southern reunion type thing. But not in the group thing to take it all the way left. You know what I need, though?
What that is?
That T.I. Urban Legend anniversary album.
Mm.
I need that.
Mm.
Just like Jeezy did with the 101, that T.I. Urban Legend, then throw in the rest of his little hits like Jeezy did too, Ring
right.
Out the Little Stars. But that T.I. Urban Legend will go.
I can see
you
that.
You do all the tracks. You bring out everybody that was on there. I feel like that T.I. Urban Legend, whatever anniversary tour that is, it'll go for you.
That'll be all right.
Nah, that'll be banging.
That'll be all right.
Relax.
Ain't no Luda.
Ain't no Luda for that.
What will really be banging?
Not ludicrous.
And I see my man P. He was down in New Orleans for the All-Star game.
Overweight.
In the celebrity game.
Overweight.
You know what I'm saying? Ready to drop 20 and 10. And they did drop a
what?
20 and 10.
20 pounds and 10 crunches. 20 push-ups and 10 crunches.
They had a little mini reunion show, No Limit reunion show. I need one night only, the real deal Holyfield, 80-man roster, No Limit reunion show. One show. They got to let C. Murda out and everything for one night. I need everybody. Silksy Murder, Mia XP, man. Snoop, Fiend, C Murder, Gambino Family, wherever the fuck they at, wherever the fuck. I need Skullduggery free from jail. I need all them niggas, dude. Where Mercedes at? Sons of Funk. All these niggas that got regular 9-to-5s now, they do construction. They do overnight construction. They work at Walmart as greeters. Whatever Cain and Abel, wherever these niggas is at, the 80-man roster, Food No Limits show, let's do it. I'm front row, goddammit. Don't matter the price.
Can I tell you how slow that's going to be?
Woo!
Because none of those people have performed in outside the last 20 years. outside of Snoop.
I want your bowls and everything.
You could get... You probably could get them $150 for that show. The people that you talking about, $150.
I said they did construction. At least they getting some paper doing that.
They gonna get to be on stage and do their old hits. Where they get to do that at though? At the barbecues? At the karaoke joint?
Resurrect Big Ed.
Trap karaoke, that's what they doing? No.
Let me get the Big Ed hologram.
That would be probably one of the worst shows, the most disappointing you ever seen in your life.
Crazy as fuck.
I'm telling you, dude.
I'm word for word. I need all the soldier songs.
You may as well go to YouTube. You gonna know more of the words than the people performing them will.
You don't want them.
You gonna be in the crowd getting hyped. They gonna be like, "What? How it go again, bro?
Go to war with a soldier.
How it go again, bro? They have to bring you on stage, dude. They gonna bring you on stage.
I'll gladly get on stage and shake it, bitch.
You would be happy about that?
I'm gonna have on soldier Reeboks and fatigues.
Oh my god.
Shaking it.
Congratulations, my nigga. Totally understand.
Alright, now let's keep it Louisiana. Okay. Actually, we in the South. We Louisiana, Florida, man. One person going in, one person getting out. Kevin Gates is set to be... Did you remember Kevin Gates was locked up right now?
Tough.
He is set to be released March 24th. That'll be his 180th day. And he getting out. Kodak Black just went back in for a violation of probation. Which is the bigger story? Kodak Black getting back in or Kevin Gates getting out?
It depends on how long it take Kevin Gates to make news once he get out. He going to say something crazy on Instagram, do something crazy again. Or if he drop a dope-ass tape.
Yeah.
One of the three things are going to happen. I'm sure he got one prepared for when he get out. And I just feel like he a bigger star than Kodak. Kodak, a cool little viral thing. He shitting his career down his leg right now.
Right.
And the more that Kodak is in the news, the less the people are interested at this point. Because the music ain't matching up to the headlines.
He got his first top 100 song, though.
That's cool.
Tunnel Vision.
It still ain't matching up to the headlines. I don't want to see this nigga getting locked up every 3 months for dumb shit, man. Like... alleged sexual assault, going to the strip club, violence. I don't want to see that, man. It's cool to play that coon role. I ain't seen black youngster get locked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to play that little role on Instagram and get your little followers and do that, my nigga, but get your money, too. I don't care now that you locked up that you missed out on how much.
He's missed out on 6 shows at $50,000 apiece.
Congratulations,
y'all do the
math, my nigga. That's what come from running bitches on Instagram. I mean, running bitches on, what is it, Snapchat?
Instagram Live.
Ah, damn, I thought it was Snapchat where it could be deleted. He just gonna put it on IG Live?
It was on IG Live.
That's what you get, though. I mean, that's how it comes.
Now, here's my situation. Well, first of all, Kevin Gates definitely is the bigger story.
Gates a bigger star.
His album, Isla, I hope I said it right, went platinum last September.
That went platinum?
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Certified platinum in September.
Two
phones. He's got the bigger star power. He's got the bigger crossover sound capability. Now, Kodak Black, he's locked up for violating his probation because he was somewhere he didn't get the green light to go. He was at a strip club. How did they know he was in a strip club? Because he put it on fucking Instagram, dude. I'm not supposed to be here, but let me make sure my Instagram followers see me here. Let me get a fly ass picture up against this gal ass. Like, dude, do niggas not care about their freedom like that? Is this one of them Shawshank Redemption situations where the nigga get free and don't know how to act, so he fucking hang himself, dude?
But he
thinks is this what
cool.
This is?
Nah, he think this cool, though.
Bro, you missing out on $50,000 a show?
That's a stretch.
Wait, hold on.
That's a stretch.
They said he made $50,000 a show. I'm gonna come clean.
You don't believe that?
Let me come clean just
for a second. You don't
believe
Kodak raking in $50,000 a show? With hits like Tunnel Vision? What?
Fuck no.
What? You don't believe that?
You're not getting your first top 100 song and you making 50,000. If that's the case, I'm quitting this podcast and I'm rapping. Period.
My
mixtape coming out soon.
I'll say this. He can get 50,000 in some locations.
No, he can get 50,000 with six shows added together.
Nah, stop.
And that ain't hating or nothing. I'm just being 1,000 about it.
He can get 50,000 in some locations.
How, Sway?
Because he Kodak Black. He has the Instagram personal. I mean, that's why he running bitches on IG Live. That's what gets you $50,000 a show.
No.
They ain't only paying for the music, they're paying for the whole personality. They want to see Kodak Black, the experience, whatever it may be. Now, I ain't saying he getting that here at night. They exaggerating that to drive the price up.
Clearly.
When he get out, I assume people going to still be requesting him, and they're going to be like, oh, we was getting $50,000 before he went in. We'll take 45 now. If they was getting 30 before, they'll take 50, they'll take 45.
That's a come
up. Yeah, it's a come up. So, I mean, they saying that to drive the price up. I get that. But, like, at the same time, dude, he's driving his brand in the dirt.
Yeah, he true.
Like, the Kodak Black brand is becoming, like, a meme.
Who is his manager, bro?
Somebody that he knows personally, close probably. They can't tell him shit that he don't listen to. It might be.
Is this nigga managing himself?
I feel like he ain't listening to people around him. And I know I say that probably a lot on this podcast.
For sure.
There's a point in time where you gotta listen to other people around you and take into consideration what you're doing, especially if everybody loves you and you the star. You need a nigga that's gonna be like, no, bro, what we gonna go to the strip club for? We can get some hoes over here, and you ain't gotta go back to jail.
Where
why,
ain't no
why
hoes
would we
at?
Do that, bro?
Like, no hoes in jail.
You need a nigga to sit you down and say that. Obviously,
if Kodak Black called you tomorrow and said, "Bro, can you manage me?" Would you do it?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
That's a come up.
No, it's not. You're missing out on 300 stacks, dude. That's zero. You're getting 15% of zero.
When he get out?
Man, if he, you never know when it's the last time. You might get that one judge that's like, nah, nigga.
I mean, like I said, I ain't gonna say that he shitted his whole career down his leg yet. It's salvageable, which is why I said yes to that question. But he's on the way. He is on the way down. And I get what you're saying, but he still got opportunity because people love dude. Like, he got a little cult. He's the, like, cult following that you seen or we seen coming up when Gucci had his little cult shit, when Walker had his little cult shit, Boosie. He's of the same vein. He got them same type of fans, motherfuckers that fuck with his shit. It's probably word for word at his shows. Like, he got that. And that's why I said I'd manage him because Gucci got out and came back. Boosie did the same thing. Like, he of the same vein. Not necessarily saying he got to go down the same lane. If you can prevent all of what they went through and make some money off of them, he could be big. But you got to prevent what they went through, too.
That's tough. That's a tall order.
Yeah.
Real quick, man, before we get to this music break, let's take it to the West Coast, man. YG.
My nigga Jizzle.
Had a performance at San Diego State University, man. Regular run-of-the-mill performance. Went through his hits.
Okay.
Went through my nigga. Went through a couple of joints. Also played his fan favorite, Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Hey. Played his little fan favorite. Only difference between this concert and a normal concert is, since he played Fuck Donald Trump, he forfeited his price, which was $60,000.
And he knew that, right?
And he knew that.
Okay.
Going into it, and he willingly performed the song anyway.
For free.
Smart or dumb move from YG?
I feel like he get more publicity by performing it and not getting paid than he do just going getting $60,000 for the show. It's on some fuck the police shit with the NWA.
Oh, well, they shut the shit down.
You from the same vein. You from where they from. Like, that's what we do. We not letting y'all censor us. We gangster rappers. It's gangster rap, my nigga. You got to take this. I don't care if you don't like it. So I understand it. I get it. And I don't think that YG, he ain't hurting for them 60K.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't think so. I'm hoping
not. I ain't mad at it. I feel like that he's going to make a bigger impression performing it than he will saying, okay, yeah, I want my little $60,000. I go put this towards a chain. I go put this towards a date night.
Right.
Or some shit like that. Like, I respect the decision.
First of all, fuck San Diego State University for trying to tell him not to do Fuck Donald Trump. That's some slaw.
They did it just to hear it, though.
That's petty. That's number one. Number two, props to YG. Because a lot of people complain that niggas is out here just for the hustle. They out here for the bread. They don't care about the consumer. They don't care about the culture.
Yeah.
They culture vultures. All of that. YG just proved that shit in one night. That he not about the dollar, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, niggas want to get paper, want to feed their family, but it's deeper than rap for him. Because he could have easily not played that song and rocked the show, and nobody would have been like, damn, bro, why you didn't do it? Nobody would have said that. Not one person. But he on his own merit. And I give YG a lot of shit back in the day when I first heard him, because I really didn't get where he was coming from. But I'm respecting YG more and more each day, each single. I'm fucking with him right now for this move. And thirdly, you're going to tell me YG makes 60 and Kodak makes 50? That's what you're going to tell me? Are y'all really going to try to sell me that?
Yes.
The fuck out of here,
it's
dude.
It's two different spectrums, though.
No, it's two different level of artist is what it is. One has multiple songs on Billboard. The other just had his first.
But let me put it to you like this. If I'm YG, I'm not going to, pardon my disrespect to anybody's city here, I'm not going to Dick Split, Mississippi.
That better not 50, be a real city.
I'm not going there for $50,000 a show, but if I'm Kodak Black, I am.
You know what I'm saying? I go there for $50,000 a show. You ain't talking about nothing.
If I'm YG, I'm not, though, because I don't have to, because I can get $60,000 and go to San Diego State
right down
the street, perfectly comfortable in my surroundings as opposed to being in Mississippi where these motherfuckers who barely fucking with me and I might get fucked up leaving up out of here.
Right.
So Kodak Black could do that, because he ain't taking that into consideration. Like you said, YG a bigger star,
but he's only $10,000 apart.
Man, I mean, like, no. Kodak Black is gonna go get it in the gutter. YG ain't got to.
I'm about to start rapping, dude.
Are you gonna go get it in the gutter, though?
For 50, I am.
Are you going to get it in the gutter?
For 50,
are you going to Arkansas?
I'm Animal Brown.
Are you going
everywhere
to Mississippi? You never going to the Chitlin' Circuit?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Yes. I'm about to go in the studio right now and make a mixtape, because this shit is ridiculous. All right, speaking of YG's, man, song break. YG featuring Yo Boy 21 Savage.
21.
And
did I tell the people about the Uber driver?
Yeah, he said you look like 21 Savage.
Motherfucker.
The accuracy.
What?
Is
because the nigga stole my hairstyle?
No, it's just y'all look alike and y'all talk alike.
Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Man, this is YG.
It's a lie.
YG featuring Migos and 21 Savage, man. Gucci on my. Man,
you ripping on my clothes, nigga. Gucci on my shirt. Gucci on my hoes, nigga. Roll it bust down. Dripping on my clothes, nigga. Gucci on my shirt. Gucci on my hoes, nigga. Gucci on my shirt. Gucci on my hoes, nigga. Savage cut throat. I'll wipe your nose, nigga. My nigga front of west, they four double O, nigga. I'ma make it storm Magic City on a bitch. 21 a felon, but he still ride with that stick. Yeah, he on TV, that nigga still be in the six. Fuck this rap shit, that nigga still be hitting licks. VVS is dripping, dripping, Serve a nigga with no scale, with no scale. Show you how to rap a bell, rap a bell. Riding around without my seat belt. Nigga, fuck 12. Gucci on my shirt, Gucci on my hoes, nigga. Roll it bust down, dripping on my clothes, nigga. Gucci on my shirt, Gucci on my hoes, nigga. Roll it bust down, dripping on my clothes, nigga. Gucci on my shirt, Gucci on my hoes, nigga. Roll it bust down, dripping on my clothes, nigga. Gucci on my shirt, Gucci on my hoes, nigga. Gucci on my shirt, Gucci on my hoes, nigga.
Cheat up in that Gucci, booed up with y'all hoochie. Shh, Victoria's Secret, I fucked her in that Gucci.
YG doing okay, YG got a maid, YG getting paid, YG staying clear, YG got a raise, YG got the hoes, YG on the blade, YG with the shit.
Probably hit your bitch in the brave.
Yeah.
Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. Pay me, walk through, fuck
hey,
it up.
Hey.
Gucci,
what you think about that, man? That's gonna be on Mike Will new compilation, new Ransom cool. joint.
That was cool.
That's a club banger.
Throw
you
some
hear
hot
me?
Niggas together, you know, make a good song. I expect that out of Mike Will. I'm cool with that though. I ain't got no problem with that.
That's gonna rattle the club.
That's a fact.
I'm tell you that right now, in case you didn't know.
That is a fact.
All right, y'all be on the lookout for that Mike Will joint. We're back. On the TV podcast, your man Animal Brown.
Yep, I am Spike Lou, man. What we're doing for you this week?
Yeah.
Top five from each of our perspectives, group album.
This is nice. We never talked about this before. I thought this was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. We ain't got into the group album thing before. And I listened to a Run the Jewels podcast earlier this week that made me think about it a little bit. We'll get into them later.
For sure.
But they were just posing a couple of questions about the groups that had me thinking, like, damn, what was the last good group album?
Yeah.
Or what are some of the classic group albums?
Yeah, yeah. So we got a lot to choose from. It's more than people probably think.
Yeah, it is.
So can I go first? I'm not going to go in any particular order.
Now, we ain't ranking
them. This is just cheat code.
Through five, but right. We're going to give you five.
Our five. This is my five. My top five. Let me start with the first one.
Okay.
I got to go to 02. Now, I'm going to go in chronological order. Let me go to 97. Outkast. I can't have a list without having Outkast on here. And it was tough.
That's the best hip-hop group ever?
Probably. Skill-wise, catalog, the whole nine. Probably. And it was either AT Aliens. I wasn't going to pick both. It was either AT Aliens or Aquemini. And by a hair, I have to go with Aquemini.
That's by a hair to you?
It's close, nigga. That AT Aliens was fire,
it's
nigga.
It's good, but it ain't Aquemini though.
What?
It ain't.
It's him and I, Aquemini.
It's banging.
Listen, that was 97. That was a great year for rap.
What your joints off is? What you like?
I like the Art of Storytelling.
Mm.
Of course, some of the singles, like Rosa Parks was cool.
Right.
I'm not riding around listening to that to be 1,000%, but the album is crazy. This is their best album, in my opinion. You can go with the title track, Aquemini. You can go with Mama Cita, Spidey-Opiopolis.
You don't even know how to say it, but bang.
I don't. I like that Y'all Scared with Goody Mob. Woo!
You don't like that Savannah? Ain't that on there?
Savannah. West Savannah. Yeah. Yes, that's banging, that's too. Bang. Return of the G. Jesus Christ, this album is fire.
Hey, that Andre verse on Return of the G. Killed it. That may be the best verse on the CD.
Killed it.
Jesus Christ, he murdered it.
So I would be doing a disservice to the game if I didn't have an Outkast album on my best group album.
What year
of all
was that?
Time. 97.
All right, I'm gonna go up one on you and go 96.
Okay. That'll be going down, but that's okay.
Whatever. Pause. Right. Pause on going down. Like I said, I'm gonna go up one and go to 96 and get my guys in here. Probably the best group album ever.
Wow.
I mean, just
that's a bold claim.
It's just a fact. UGK Riding Dirty.
Oh man, that's your favorite.
That is my favorite album. It's one of the best albums ever.
No, just say it's your favorite.
UGK Riding Dirty, 1996. I remember when this came out. Yes, I'm that old. I fucks with this to the T. If I were to have one album, actually, if I would have two, I'd take this one in Blueprint. But that's another story. But this like just one of my favorite albums, period. It was put together well. The skits, like all the beats, everything it was talking about. It wasn't too long, it wasn't too short. It was right there. It was Pimp C in his prime. It was Bun B ripping it.
Yeah.
This is what Southern rap was about. This influenced so much after it. And this is it. This is Riding Dirty. Favorite track off of the
Murder.
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 One Day. Diamonds Against the Wood. All of those.
All those were banging. I don't know about the whole album, but those three whole you named were banging. Crack.
And prior to Kendrick, they're telling the story right there, too. Prior to Kendrick.
The story on what?
The album's a story. With the skits and everything. Everything right together with the songs.
What's the story?
Listen to it. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I ain't going to spoil alert it for you.
It's
you
just 30 years old, dude. There's no spoiler alert.
It is. It's good music for you to listen to and tell the story.
Fuck.
Pay attention to all the skits and everything. It's fire.
I'll pass. what I will do is talk about my next album, number two on my list. I'm keeping it 97.
Mm.
This album changed my life, literally.
Oh my God.
TRU.
It had to be No Limit.
Absolutely. It's a double disc, true to the game, that birthed No Limit Soldiers. I always feel like somebody watching me. Swamp Nigga. This album is fucking amazing. It changed the way I looked at life. Period. If you're old and washed like me.
Is P old enough to be your father?
Possibly. I hope he is.
I think he might be your dad.
Because I fucks with P that strong.
It might be your dad, dude.
I'm fucking with P. I need that bread then, P. Let me get some of them 300 M's, buddy.
I think P's your father.
Listen, when I first heard this shit, it was the most amazing shit I had ever heard. Like straight up. This was 97. It was shit. I hadn't heard nothing like this before.
Really?
Dead ass serious. I was like, this is amazing. I'm old enough to remember the CD cover had the questionnaire, and it asked, are you true to the game? And they had questions. And you mark yes or no. And then if you mark...
You filled that out.
Of course I did.
Oh, my God.
And I finished the quiz, and I was true to the game, and I've been true ever since. I don't do that fake shit that motherfuckers be out here doing that the questionnaire told me not to do. The questionnaire told me not to hate on my homeboy, dude. I listened. The questionnaire told me not to do no fuck shit, dude. I listened. I paid attention to the questionnaire. Thank you, P. That double disc True to the Game is amazing to this day. I ride around listen to it like it came out yesterday.
That's a great CD. I will not lie. Shit. That is a great CD. I didn't fill out the questionnaire. I bought it twice, though. I definitely remember buying it twice. I do remember when I Always Feel Like Somebody Watching Woo. Me came out. Always feel like somebody's watching me. I'm paranoid, I can't sleep, I'm in the dope gang. I think these hoes and these niggas out to get me, man. I'm paranoid, I can't sleep, I'm in the dope gang. I think these hoes and these niggas out to get me, man.
Yo,
that shit was epic.
Yeah, that was epic.
That was epic when it came out. You don't understand what, like, people today don't understand what it's like for a song like it to be out and you only able to hear it if you got the CD or on TV or in the club.
That's it.
Like, it wasn't no, I'm gonna go stream it. Nah. Like, nothing. Like, bro, you got to have a seat. It's not playing on the radio.
Nope.
It's not going, like, you ain't going to Apple Music. You ain't going to Tidal. Like,
it's on TV, on the box.
When that shit came on, Rap City, the box, whatever it was, nigga, you turned it all the way up to the max. Slick tried to record it on your VCR.
Yep.
Look that up if you don't know what it is. And that's what it was, though. Shit was big back then, and that was one of the bigger songs from the South.
I agree. I'm 2 for 2. I don't know about you. What's your next one?
You're 2 for 2, and you're going to go No Limits, so I'm going to go Bling Blinging, Cash Money. I remember when I heard this one, I won't say it changed my life, but it gave me a new perspective.
Okay.
This volume 2, not the blue one, but the green one, the reissued one that came out that was remastered with the like, Millionaire Dream on there and the
what album? You ain't told me what album.
Big Timers, Volume 2. My fault. How You Love That?
Okay.
Big Timers, How You Love That, Volume 2, 1998.
My two niggas that can't rap.
Two niggas that can't rap to put together an incredible album. This is the best album by two niggas that can't rap in the history of man. Easily. You can put every song on here and it's going to ride. And I'm going to say that if you're a Cash Money fan, you're a Southern Hip Hop fan, you're a Manny Fresh fan. Like, these niggas were at their peak right then with shit talking, bars. I don't know who wrote this, if they wrote this, but they were going in. And it starts at the intro. Like, from the intro to the end, dude, they are going in, nigga.
What's the difference between this and Volume 1 or any other Cash Money album in the 90s?
Just more shit talking, more swag. I told your fucking ass I'd be back in a brand new Fleetwood Cadillac. Like they were saying on there. It was just more swag, dub, more shit talking. You really took them. Like, to me, this was the first album where I took them as like, okay, Big Times, I get what they're saying. Like, they talking about buying the Saints. They talking about shit like, they real deal. Shucking it out, what did they call it? Stunting, yeah,
right.
They real deal stunting on here. This is when you, to me, this is when you bought in. Yeah, Hot Boys came out before this, I believe. BG had been out,
yep.
But I bought in all the way when I heard this.
I can respect and accept that. You're 0 for 2 so far.
I'm 2 for 2. Niggas gonna be like, when you even play the clips of this, niggas gonna be like, woo. Nigga, that when you play that Millionaire Dreams.
I ain't playing man, none of that shit. Of
man, that Millionaire Dreams. Come on.
I got 10 around my neck, 20 on my wrist. $1 million nut, $1 million kiss. Pull up in my Lexus, sipping on Don P. Call me the baby Pacino or CMB. I flossed every day, rolled it. Known to shine like a crushed wine face, roll it. With the deal on the real, it's all about the skrill. Pretty grills, pretty broads, and plenty meals. Riding to myself up in my baby Benz. Playing with 10, going shopping with my lady friends. Flying to Nashville, me and Bob splitting 80. Then I chill on Washingtona with Slim and Baby.
Alright, man. Can I take it into the 2000s, please?
Try.
2002. My number 3 on my list, Pusha T and Malice, together they're the Clips. Their debut album, executive produced by the Neptunes, Pharrell specifically, Lord willing, is fucking banging. We have Virginia grinding, motherfucking When the Last Time, Ego. Listen, Gangsta Lean, this album is stupid by two niggas that can rap their ass off, the total opposite of Big Timers. Of course, we know what happened later. They ended up dropping 2 more albums. A lot of people consider their third album when damn, what the fuck is it called? Hell Have No Fury. They consider that to be the classic. It's really not.
Is it?
No, it's not. Not at all. Not in the slightest. This shit, though, is fire. Pusha T, when I double back and listen to it now, I see that Pusha T was colder back then than I thought. I used to think Malice was the hardest one until you listen to that grinding remix.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I sell it whip on whip, it's off the hard. Stand on that table, nigga, spit that crisp, nigga, throw that chair, make him recognize this. Raw, player, look ahead, I'm great in the kitchen like morning cookware. Uncle Jemima with my braids wrap and 3-minute recipes for cooking flapjack. Coke price through the roof, SL blue to coupe. My niece asking how my rim bigger than a hula hoop. Cuzzo, I make the block holler, take it back to childhood, how to scale teeter totter. As I evolved, weight grew heavy, it was kinda like my buddy just fell off the seesaw. Bricks in a muffler, Mac 11 toucher, Virginia's hustler, I'm here, motherfucker.
Uncle Jemima braids with the rap. Dude, with 3-minute recipes for cooking flapjacks? Stop. Stop it. Fuck it. Pusha T the coldest when it comes to that dope talk. He the coldest when it comes to dope talk.
Nah.
He cold.
Jeezy don't exist?
He colder than him.
Nah.
Bars. He colder than Jay with that dope talk. Fuck it.
No. Jesus. Fuck no. He might be behind Ross.
My niece asking me why my rim's bigger than her hula hoop?
Yeah, nah. He ain't behind Ross.
Stop.
Stop.
He might be number one when it comes to that.
No.
I'm going to come clean.
I have to look into that. But that's a good CD. I tell you what, though. The BPMs for me are too fast on that album, so
what?
It just can't be classic.
Cotton, you got niggas talking about BPMs in that rap chat.
The BPMs are just too fast for me. Stop. Man, it just wasn't enough soul on that album. Nah, I'm just fucking around, actually. It's a rap chat joke. If you get it, you get it. Go to On Deck TV On Deck TV rap chat on Facebook. But what I will say, it's a little fast for me, though. I like my music a little slower. They were ripping that album. I like it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? The whole for real thing. But to me, that's just not a good album.
This nigga's crazy.
It's not a good album, dude. I can't ride around listening to that.
Shit.
I just can't.
You just don't remember that you can. Just say that.
Not like any one of the albums on my list.
Say it's been a minute since you heard it and you got to double
back. Like, not like any one of the albums on my list would I ride around listening to that. But I will tell you what I would ride around listening to.
What's that?
The real Southern version of that, the clips grinding.
Yep.
Boosie and Webby.
Please don't tell me they don't.
Gangster music. Let's motherfucking go. Boosie Webby Gangsta Music came out in 2003, and this is what you're looking for. If you're looking for what you're talking about with the dope talk and the street shit, this is it.
We ain't looking for that.
This gangsta music right here?
We ain't looking for
this
that.
This is a Southern Fried Crispy classic, dude. This is it, nigga.
We ain't looking for that.
This is what this is. Like, this is a classic.
You just had Webby. You just
Boosie and Webby. Don't get it twisted. Don't just try to put Webby in there like the God my nigga dude is who I'm talking about.
No.
I'm talking about Boosie and Webby together.
No.
I ain't talking about just Webby. I'm talking about Boosie and Webby.
Classic and Webby in the same sentence.
Hey, when you ride with Boosie, it's possible. That's what happens.
Ill.
That's what happened when you link up with a great rapper like Boosie. But with all of that being said, that gangsta music, man, I remember when I first heard that. Shout out to my nigga Rondro, Money Divers Clothing. Dude, he had this in wherever we was at. Music turned up to 10. I had to tap him and tell him to cut it down. I said, dude, what is this?
Because
I hadn't heard this before.
What is this shit?
These niggas was going in, and Hustling was the song that I heard. And
what
that shit was fire.
What is this shit? Take this shit out.
Oh, nigga, cut this shit up. Can you break the speakers, my nigga? Can you make the trunk pop off? That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I thought when I first heard gangster music. That shit was just like something I had never heard before from two young niggas from Baton Rouge. Maybe from New Orleans, maybe from somewhere else. But his shit, I had never heard nothing like that from him. And I think they went in on that. Hustling. Also, You Ain't About What You Be Talking About and Fucked Up.
You might be 0-3 on the low.
You ain't never heard none of these albums, which is the more amazing thing.
That's a damn lie. I've heard this gangster music shit.
No, you haven't. You couldn't have.
It's just some slaw.
Oh, my God. Read your list, dude. All
right, man.
Read your little list, man.
Number 4 on my incredible top 5 hip-hop group albums list. G-Unit.
See, look what you do.
03.
G-Unit.
Beg for Mercy.
Buck paid you payola?
Listen.
The Hometown Love?
Popping Them Things.
Step Brothers better than that.
Groupie Love. Footprint, Smile, G'd Up, Fire. No, this album was crack. This solidified that these niggas were stars. This is one of the best groups in rap history.
Oh my God.
Even with Yayo slagging and dragging in the back, dude, he didn't fuck up the album or nothing. Usually when you got a nigga that's like horrible compared to everybody else, it jackballs the album. Dude didn't even jackball this album. Partially because he was locked up while it was being made.
I was on one song?
Doesn't matter.
He
want to
put some
more
icing on that cake.
He didn't blow it.
That ain't. Well, I tell you this, it ain't got no replay value.
No, you're a goddamn
liar. One, because 50 is not a good rapper.
That's not
Buck,
true.
The best rapper on that CD, and that's cool.
Wow.
He is easily. I just don't. That album, to me, if I go back and listen to it today, there's a couple of songs that I'm fucking with. I just don't think that it holds up. It ain't got the longevity to me.
Like that Boosie and Webby does?
Tough. I listen to gangster music right now. We going. Let's go. Where we at?
G-Unit.
Turn up.
G-Unit, man.
Oh, come on, man.
Quit what you got?
Quit taking the payola, dog.
G-Unit, man.
What's
your fourth?
Our fourth one, since our last one will probably be the same when you go into yours, I'm going to go back to 95, and I'm going to go Ballin' G on Top of the World.
Never heard it.
Oh, this nigga ain't never. I'm gonna say it again. A Ball and MJG on Top of the World, one of their best albums from one of the best rap groups ever, and you've never heard it.
I've heard songs.
This ain't Wu-Tang.
I have heard that.
You see what I'm saying? This is not Wu-Tang, dude. This ain't the Beastie Boys. This is A Ball and MJG on Top of the World. Banging, it's a little long, but they were killing it throughout. Great concept songs on there when they were talking about the cop shit. When he was shooting them, I can't think. In the Line of Fire is the name of the song. Space Age Pimpin' came off of this. Friend or Foe came off of this. You want to talk about what you learned from True? Go listen to Friend or Foe and see what you can learn from that. A Ball to MJG verses on there are superb. Rap verse rating 10, both of them, dude. Check that shit out. Them niggas were killing it. Y'all go back and check that out, 95, like I said.
First of all, pause for it's long, but they were killing it. Second off.
Yeah, you can't go back on the pause, though. You got to catch the pause.
Just in case you didn't think I missed that.
You got to catch the pause right then. You can't double back on the pause.
It's never too late.
That's a pause on the pause, even holding the pause.
Second off, is this the one with Space Age Pimpin', right?
Tough.
I'm on this, dude.
No, you weren't. You heard two songs. In that line of duty, listen to In the Line of Duty, dude. That shit, it's relevant right now.
I'll think about it.
Listen to that on your way home, dude. You're like, oh, you changed my life. Just like P and True did. You're welcome, dude.
No fucking way. Now, for I think we do have the same last one.
Yeah, like this is universal.
And you thought we was finna make a go through a list of albums from groups and not mention this Diplomatic Immunity Dipset?
Easily probably the best group ever.
03?
God.
Nigga, this album, the beats, the heat makers laced them every fucking beat.
Cam was my
Juelz was on the come up. Jim. Dude, this album is ridiculous, dude. It still holds up to this day.
Yeah, you can listen to this now and get hype. I really mean it. Just Blaze to pay. They're doing the beat battle.
Just Blaze.
Just nigga, you owe me for this one, dude.
Listen, who am I? Who am I?
Oh my God.
Purple
Haze. I look like Cameron verse on I Love You.
Yes, banging.
Man, listen to me, dog.
I like that Real Niggas, though.
Yeah, that was banging.
Real niggas do real things. Nah.
Did you like the I'm Body song, the remix?
I did.
You did like that?
Yeah, of course. You know course I like you that. Like you know that. I like that shit.
Of course you did.
You
should have put Romeo on there, right?
I'm ready.
Of course you
ready. Yeah, we're going to keep that moving. I'm ready. Built This City. It's a super dope album.
Album banging.
They meshed together well. They were all unique. You knew who was who.
Yeah.
You weren't confused. Damn, is that Juelz? No, nigga. That's Cam. You know who Cam is. You know who Juelz was. And you know Jimmy was coming to back clean up.
Yeah, they had their lanes. They was doing their thing. Which CD was better, the blue one or the real?
The blue. What was this one? Was the blue one, right?
Tough.
Yeah, this one.
This one?
This one was crazy.
Give me this too.
What?
Give me this too with the purple.
What's really good was on this too.
I'm about it was on this too.
Yeah. I'm ready was on this too. Fuck.
Man, give me that this too. That motherfucker was. You lost that blue CD out the pack. You was hot.
I really mean it was this too.
You lost the blue CD. It was a wrap. Niggas don't even know what I'm talking about with the blue CD though.
This too was heavy. Not gonna lie, man. Do us a really big favor. Go into the rap chat. Like you said, it's a group on Facebook. Let us know what's your top five group albums.
Yeah, give us your favorite group albums, man. Let us know what you think about our list, some of the songs that stood out to you, some of the songs. You know what?
Can I give an honorable mention?
You got an honorable mention, yeah.
I do. State Property Volume 1.
That's nice.
Fire. And that's, Locks, that's We Are the Streets.
That's pretty cool. You know what? I'm gonna trump you, though.
Locks, We Are the Streets. You gonna sleep on that?
I'm gonna cheat. Yeah, I'm gonna sleep on that.
Okay.
But we going to the concert when?
March 20 something.
Okay.
They're down here in the
A. I'm gonna sleep on that and cheat and trump you with Squad Volume 4. Walk off.
That's a mixtape.
Mic drop. Squad Volume 4. I don't want to hear some mixtape shit. That shit was fire. I don't care if the beats were jacked. That was some of the best collaborative rapping that it was. Them niggas was killing that shit, nigga.
That's true.
Squad Volume 4. Go check that out if you can find it on any one of your mixtape apps. Ooh. It's probably under SQ4.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
And yeah, that's probably it. That's my walk off. I can drop the mic like Obama on that Squad Volume 4.
Let's hit this music
and
break.
And Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. Oh, bro.
Now you're gonna have some people gonna be like, where's that Mobb Deep, Hell on Earth? Where's that Wu-Tang 36 Chambers?
What about Slaughterhouse?
Nah, what about them?
Is there a group that you want to hear? Is there a group that you think should form?
You notice we didn't name nothing past what, 03?
Yeah. I want to hear Black Hippies, though. That would be the only group album that and Ab Soul. That's rough for me, but I would want to hear a Black Hippie album.
It'll never happen.
That ain't never happening.
Nah. What is happening, man? The Scotty ATL got a new project out right now. He has a new joint featuring the late Bankroll Fresh.
And he moving heavy with Birdman right now.
I seen that. Bankroll, of course, passed away March 4th. Oh, it was a year ago, last year, a couple days ago.
Bankroll.
Absolutely. Paying homage to Scotty ATL. It's called Thinking About a Check. Check it out.
We live the story of the young nigga that came up from 70 rapping business. I know my nigga pride in my fam, and even your heart, I forgot to mention. Trying to blow money, man, like a fan. All you be doing is penny pinch every day. I can't stop thinking about a check. I can't stop thinking about a check. Pull up in the Beamer. Can't stop thinking about a check. Dead Fred, polo turtleneck. Purple label, homie, yeah, Fred. Racks in my pocket, yeah, they big. All these bitches, yeah, they on the dick. All these niggas hating, give a shit. Getting money, yeah, my pocket thick. Loaded, fully, fully, fully loaded. All these bitches, yeah, they promoted. Canary Yellowstones in the rolling. Rolling got the Yellowstones in it. Broke bitch, mind your own business. Nigga acting like grown women. Nigga acting like some little bitches. I'll get money, I ain't never switching. I'll get money, I ain't never tripping. Jesus, peace, Lord knows I'm Christian. Self-made, don't need assistance. I'm the boss, man, know your position. All I wanted was a check. All I needed was a check. I died by my respect. Money over all these little bitches. We made a city look pay attention. Yeah, man, the whole bit.
All right, man, that was Scotty ATL featuring LA Bankroll Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about a check.
Think about it.
How you feel about that?
Oh,
you want me to say it?
No, it was below average.
Okay.
It was definitely below average. I don't need you to say it at all. I think people are going to say it. It ain't distinct enough for me. I think Scotty ATL is a big enough artist where when he comes on, I should be able to know. Same with Bankroll.
And absolutely.
I feel like it wasn't a good job, this song, as far as standing out. It wasn't anything distinct about it. It sounded like it could have been any random two people from Atlanta or from Memphis or from Nashville or from wherever they try to sound like bigger artists. I just think that's what that sounded like.
That's my one problem with Scotty ATL is his sound just isn't distinct enough. If you put him on a song with five or six people, like he literally disappears on the track. Like, I don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's still carving his sound out. And I think he's talented enough to get to that. I just don't think he's there today. Mm-hmm. And I just think that was a throwaway Bankroll verse.
The song that I heard with Birdman wasn't bad. I like that more. And the reason that I like that more, and I can't think of the name of it right now.
Scotty ATL, or you talking about Cy R?
No, Scotty. Damn, not Scotty ATL. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
Sorry. Go ahead. Never mind.
Y'all be on the lookout for Bankroll Fresh album come out later this month.
I'll let you know how much he sounds like.
Right.
Else, though.
He gonna drop in, motherfucker, this month. It's called In Bank We Trust. Actually, it comes out April. Sorry. Y'all be on the lookout for that.
Bankroll.
Yeah, and that bankroll. I hope they do some. I hope they do something proper with it.
I think it's gonna sound good though.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
I think they got enough support behind it where it ought to sound good.
All right. Question of the day.
What you got?
Well, actually, it's quote of the day.
Yep.
Rallo. Yo,
Young
boy.
Rallo with the dog food.
His Cash Money signee. He just recently actually signed to Gucci Mane label.
And Cash Money?
I don't know if the Cash Money deal is still legit. I don't know how that work. But he was on This Is 50. And he said that he can't listen to Jeezy or Yo Gotti anymore because they set up our generation for failure. Now, let me play the clip so we can get this in context in what he was talking about.
Because I wasn't going to comment on that till you play the clip.
My influences, they influenced me to do wrong. They never influenced me to do right, of course. They always rapped about drugs and stuff like that. But my biggest influence had to be Young Jeezy at the time.
Okay.
You know, Young Jeezy used to talk about drugs. Dada Low talk about drugs. All the drug dealers, Yo Gotti, all the people that rapped about drugs and shooting, killing, that's what I was doing back then. So I wanted to listen to anything that can help me get to the next level. That's why I don't listen to none of them no more.
Oh, you don't listen to them anymore?
At all.
Okay.
And the reason behind that, because it was times that I was listening to them and doing stuff that I had it in my heart to do, but I knew it was wrong. But you know, growing up in the drug business, nobody really, to me, it wasn't wrong because it was going on. You know what I'm saying? I did not acknowledge it was wrong until I got older.
Right.
But whatever going on around you, if your mama sold dope, your daddy sold dope, and everybody around you did dope and stuff like that, it wasn't wrong. My mama drugged it. They used to ask me what I wanted to be. Shit, I wanted to be like them. I went through prisons and I started finding out, like, this shit gonna send me to prison for the rest of my life. So that's when I acknowledged and said, okay, this shit ain't right.
Right.
And they been rapping about this shit and motivating me to buy more dope and more bricks. I mean, these niggas send our whole generation up a failure.
Right.
You smell me? Right. So I just, now I don't, I can't listen to them because I know for a fact none of them were moving no bricks. And I know what it come with because it come with jail. It come with jail of hell, jail of death.
All right, now you heard Rallo explain why he can't listen to Jeezy or Yo Gotti anymore and why he thinks they set the hood up for failure. Are you on Team Rallo right now?
I'm all the way off Team Rallo.
Damn.
I'm all the way out the door. I ain't coming back. I forgot Rallo even existed from this, dog.
Is like, that just because you're a Jeezy fan, though?
Mainly, yes. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I don't even understand how, like what you say, you willing to sign to Gucci or you willing to sign to who else you say he was fucking with?
Cash Moolah.
You want to sign Birdman? Birdman? You want to sign to him, but you got a problem with specifically Yo Gotti and Jeezy? What about everybody else that's talking about selling dope?
Right.
What about all of these people who ain't never done it and all these other people who out there doing whatever they called trap rapping and all of these things they had going on that infected the culture just as much? You ain't saying you ain't listening to Wayne. Wayne talked about selling dope.
Listen,
like, I don't get, I don't even get where he coming from on this. Not even to mention, like, he sounds dumb. Like, I don't get your perspective on this, because the only reason that I've heard of Rallo, the only reason that I know who he is or how he exists, because Future's mentioned him as being Rallo with the dog food. And I let you find out what dog food is on your own. But if you the dude with the dog food, that you ain't the one to say, I ain't fucking with him because he don't sell dope. No, he sells dope.
Okay, so two things. In regards to that, he did say he didn't realize this until he got older, to be fair. So you can be Rallo with the dog food when you're young and you sleep.
Okay.
Now, what I don't understand is how he's putting the onus on Jeezy and Yo Gotti, and he said that his mama and his daddy sold dope.
You know why he put the onus?
And that on? That is where he got the inspiration from.
Because that's where the headline come from.
That's a problem.
Like, if he were to say, I don't listen to my mom and dad because they sold dope and they influenced me to do so, and now I'm trying to do better, no one would have clicked on that.
Nah.
But if you say I don't listen to Jeezy and I don't listen to Gotti because they sold dope and they ruined my generation, so people gonna click on that because they want to know the beef story. That's whack. He know what he doing, and that's whack. And I just feel like you're trying to be too manipulative. Like, you taking people to be dumb, and that's what's going to be. That's the quickest thing that's going to get you out of here.
Listen, people.
And I like some of Rallo's stuff. I want him to be in the building, but he doing the quickest thing right now to get him out of the building. And it's like being the biggest hypocrite that it is. You ain't got to specifically say, I don't listen to these niggas. You don't have to do that.
Listen, dude. I want everybody to listen when I say this, because this is 1,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Art imitates life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the other way around, dude. These niggas rap this shit from the situations and the conditions that they came from. Niggas was trapping and selling dope way before trap music existed.
Yeah, so essentially,
I need everybody to understand that.
Essentially, what he's saying is he didn't have to sell dope and didn't do it unless it was for Ross. And, I mean, it's, damn, I keep saying Ross. If it wasn't for Jeezy and Yo Gotti, he wouldn't sell
dope.
Stop. Like, essentially, that's what
he's
saying.
That's silly as fuck, dude.
And that I've never listened to a Yo Gotti song or a Jeezy song that said the reason that they sold dope was because of N.W.A., or
whoever
UGK
the fuck came before them.
Or whoever came before them. I always heard it being out of necessity. Not to defend selling dope.
Of course.
That's not what we're doing, but we're just defending the freedom of speech of hip hop and a hypocrite saying that, oh, I do this just for a headline. This is not cool.
What I'm not defending is the people who go for the low hanging fruit, only take what's on the surface, and bite on the simplest thing that they can blame something on, which in this case is a popular rapper.
Yeah.
If it's when it's that easy, it's probably more to it, y'all. I promise you. When it's that easy, when the answer is that simple, there's probably more layers to it. You need to give it some thought. As easy as it sounds to blame Jeezy for teenagers or whoever out here in the streets and shit, bro, it's not that fucking simple. And I'm pretty sure y'all know that. Like, and Rallo knows that. The nigga said his mom and daddy did it. Did his mom and daddy listen to Jeezy?
And even in the sense,
did they listen to Jeezy, dude? That's all I want to fucking know, dude.
That's a good question. What I'd like to ask also, if you don't want kids to be like Jeezy, why waste the interview talking about Jeezy and Gotti? Like, why not tell kids what to be? If Rallo's supposed to be an influential person and you're a successful, quote-unquote, rapper.
Right.
Why don't you tell kids, hey, you should be doing this as opposed to listening to Jeezy? And I didn't hear him give another solution. Like, all I heard him say was he don't listen to them. And I just feel like that's what a lot of D-C-level rappers are doing nowadays, to get these interviews with Vlad, to get these interviews with This Is 50, because it's the only way they're going to get noticed. Because you can put out a lot of music nowadays and still just be reaching your core fans, but you say something stupid like this, then you get people talking about you.
That's just some sloth.
So that's what
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. I like what Rallo said in other situations. I like how he handled the Rich Homie situation. I even liked a couple of songs that I was hearing, but like, man, that I ain't gonna lie, that disappointed. That let me down. I'm gonna keep it real. All right, man. New music. It's light this week. It's real light.
Very much so.
No Drake.
Where that Drake at? Where that Mo Life at?
Aubrey.
OVO Chris?
We were supposed to get that Drake last Saturday. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Come on, OVO Animal.
I'm hot about that, too.
Yeah, Drake ain't in your inbox?
No, I wish. I'd have let the world hit.
No.
Hot about that. Had niggas hitting me up and shit because I said it was going to drop. You Drake don't do me like drop. That ever again.
That's your boy. That's your mans.
Ah, damn, Champagne.
You OVO Animal.
I'll be that. But he need to come on with them J's and this Mo Life album.
Neither are going to happen for you, buddy.
It's also quiet, man. OG Macko.
Who?
He dropped Children of the Rage, his long-awaited mixtape.
Long-awaited?
Yeah, he been pushing this back forever. I know. It's quiet. I said it's quiet. A couple of big dogs drop next week, but y'all just going to have to wait on that.
Where that new Freddie Gibbs at?
My boy Freddie Gibbs just tweeted for the first time in like 8 months.
I'd be laying low too, though, if I just...
That made news. His one tweet... I seen that shit on XX. I seen it across the whole blogs. This nigga first tweet in months.
What was the tweet?
He just said like some... He was just teasing some new music. Like, it was coming soon. And it was just like...
He must have got a new marketing team.
This video that was like with like some symphony shit in the background. I don't know what it was. I don't know what the purpose was. But it's his first tweet in months, dude. Like, literally. This nigga been free as a bird from that case. And he threw his phone in the ocean, dude.
He was always chillaxing.
I ain't mad at that. Do you remember OG Macko's hit?
I have no idea what the
That's
name of this
crazy.
Was. See, was it white? What was the name of that shit?
Bitch, you guessed it.
Oh, yeah, you guessed it.
Doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom. You see how quick shit come and go?
Right.
Yeah, you was right.
I'm confusing him with another nigga. To be completely honest, I'm confusing him with a nigga. Was that the nigga that bust around, was on stage, and he fell off and busted his head?
No, that was OT Genesis.
See, OG, OT, I get confused. Genesis, Macko, I don't know.
Crazy.
I'm dyslexic.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
Hopefully I won't fall into the sunken place.
God, please don't do that.
I'm just bullshitting.
Jesus.
Shout out to the Get Out people out there, man. Woo. Now, I want to go see I'm Not Your Negro.
Go see Logan, man. Fuck all of the... Oh, wait, hold on. I do want to see that too, though.
This nigga says.
I do want to see I'm Not Your Negro.
I'm going to see I'm Not Your Negro.
You said that last weekend, though. So
yeah, I didn't check it
out. You watched
Billions
instead.
Nah, I did.
So
it was sold out.
Fail.
Shout out to people going to see that, because it was sold out.
Yeah, shout out to that.
And I'm going to check out this weekend.
Logan.
Who knows? I don't know, man. We out here in these streets, man. It was a brief glimpse of the On Deck TV podcast shirts on my Instagram.
Logan.
I keep saying Logan over there.
Sorry, go ahead.
There was a brief glimpse of the On Deck TV podcast t-shirts on my Instagram, and people are requesting those.
Soon.
Our inboxes are full.
Very fucking soon. Sooner than you think.
Okay. We will tell people how to get those very soon. We had to give out
hella soon.
One exclusive one to the barber that keeps us fresh. Shout out to Freshery.
Absolutely.
He needed that. He wanted that. We got it to him. We will have the rest to you people as soon as we get everything set up. So shout out to that.
Absolutely, man. This weekend, where am I going to be at?
Some nerd shit.
Damn, do that King Kong come out this weekend?
No way. No fucking way you're waiting to see King Kong.
Do that King Kong come out?
You waste $30 every weekend at the movies.
I might see that King Kong, goddammit.
Nobody want to see that shit.
Nah.
Nobody's paying money to see King Kong in the movie theaters, dude.
I might watch it, though.
On what, Fire Stick? Yes.
No.
You can stream it? Go ahead.
AMC.
Get the fuck out of here.
I am hitting this airplane life, though. Taking my talents to LA for the weekend. Well, Sunday, so I guess that ain't really the weekend.
That's unfortunate.
Shout out our LA listeners, man. Y'all holler at your boy. Y'all find me something to do out there next week, man. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Find me something to do. Tell me where to go. Tell me where to be.
Go to the dispensaries. Take a load off.
The dispensaries?
Yeah. Just Google. Just put it in your Yelp thing when you get out there. Just look up dispensaries and just go in there and tell them Spike Lou sent you.
Don't nobody smoke weed no more.
Relax. I'm talking about dispensaries. I have no idea what you mean about weed. This is a family program, dude. What do you mean?
Get out of here. Shit. Hey, man, we appreciate y'all listening. As always, again, rate, subscribe, comment on iTunes. Also.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and we see it.
Yeah, we see it. We thank you. We will have contests really, 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 really soon on the On Deck TV Podcast IG for t-shirts, and they will be available online very soon. Very soon.
Yep, man, it's the On Deck TV Podcast. We out.
All of them.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.